Welcome to another edition of Giants Online here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Papa. We're going to talk about the Giants as they get set to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. It's the Giants' second NFC East showdown. Joining me, as always, the Senior Vice President of Communications, Pat Hanlon. How are you, buddy?
It's a make or break week. If I don't shake a W out of this shrub on my chin this week, it's out of here.
Really? Is that a,
yes.
Is that a victory? Yeah, you need to get that.
There's got to be a W. I just got it trimmed. There's got to be a W in there somewhere.
All right.
It's a lot of things.
There might be something else in there.
Right.
No, joining us as always, Fooch, Mr. Prop.
Here we go.
There's been a lot of talk about 12-0. But let's get one thing
Bingo.
Straight.
Bingo.
1-0, Bobby. It all 1-0. Starts. It's a new quarter. Let's get it right. 1-0 starting this week. Let's not look down the season. Let's not look down. 1-0.
Can't get to 12-0 without 1-0.
Thank you.
Paul Schwartz of the New York Post, he's got a prop, too.
Unfortunately, I didn't do the tremendous artistic rendering that Fooch did with that one smiley face there. But this is what you put out every week, right, Pat? Your staff?
Yeah, I don't have anything
to do I know. I understand.
It's under your
It's written in English. You don't have anything to do with this.
That's correct.
But this, the words
the
and the numbers in this are so incriminating against your team.
Did you say what it is?
This is the Giants weekly press thing, Giants against the Eagles this week, with things like roster breakdown. Roster breakdown,
that is no question.
The roster has broken down. You know, Giants stats, every number in this book is so damning against your team.
Right.
It is incredible. It is historically, epically bad.
Can we start with one phase of the game? Can we start with something that's supposed to be special and has not showed up yet, your special teams? Now, let's talk about the Keystone
Cops.
That's
what you want to start with.
No, I want to start with that because, you know what? I understand that the offense is struggling with the offensive lineup.
No.
But there is no excuse for the Keystone Cops to run down a field and not be able to tackle somebody in space. Now, I know Will Hill hopefully comes back this week because you got guys out there who can't tackle in space. I mean, it was embarrassing. You're jumping at people's ankles. And it's not the first time it's happened this year, Mr. Hamlin. You have to make plays on special teams. You can't miss kicks. I'd have three kickers in this week. Three, not one. And I'd say, look, you miss another kick, you're out of here.
How do you respond to that?
You know what?
Am I wrong, Paul?
Yeah, of course you're wrong.
I'm wrong about special teams?
No, you're absolutely right.
Special teams has not been good, but if you want to look at the 0-4 start to this team, special teams is on the list, okay? It is not on top of the list. The on top of the list is the fact that this offense is so inept. It's bordering on comical.
The O-line is not strong.
That's not
the only
thing.
You don't win in the NFL if you are weak up front. Bottom line.
No, but this offense, I mean, you have Eli Manning, you have Victor Cruz, you have Akeem Nicks, you have David Wilson. I know the offensive line is not strong. But this has been a breakdown. I mean, Eli is playing the only person, and I wrote about this in the Post, the only person.
In
the New York Post.
Oh.
Yes. The only person who's playing well is Victor Cruz.
So how do they fix it? How do they fix it?
You had to get a word in, didn't you?
Tell me how they fix it.
I'll give you one.
I asked him first.
I got a question. Long as you're asking questions.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
How do you fix it? And how long is this webcast? Because if we're going to start chronicling and detailing all the things that we need to fix, we don't have enough time.
There's not enough bandwidth.
Okay?
You fix it play by play, slowly. Intelligently, you get 4 yards on first down any way you can, period.
Yes.
And then you get another 4 yards on first down, and then you get that. It is the smallest thing now. You know, Antrell Roll talking about we can run the table, be 12-0. Look, Antrell Roll's got a huge heart. God bless him. He's doing everything he can. But this team cannot. People, when someone goes in your locker room and says, you think you guys can still make the playoffs? That's questions people like me ask. They should look at you in the mirror and say, we need to play one good quarter before we can think about making the playoffs.
That's right. You need to make first downs on third down.
Yeah.
We're in a situation. Forget about the on-the-field stuff for a second. This goes back to what you were just saying.
Thankfully, yeah.
When you're 0-4, there is nothing you can say. Unfortunately, in the business that we're in and that you people are in, every day our locker room doors swing wide open. Occasionally, there's a few players in there to greet you when you walk through the door.
Fewer and fewer.
And we have to answer a lot of questions, many of them asinine, And our players are such decent human beings that they actually humor you. So when Antrell Roll says, yes, I think we can go 12-0, you and I both know that he's not thinking about 12-0. What he's doing is saying, I believe in this team, and I think we can do this. And nobody knows more than him that to do anything, we've got to do it. This is the only thing we control. This right here, this week, 1-0 is the goal.
There you go. All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to answer some of your questions via Twitter.
That's a good representation.
Here on Giants Online on Giants.com.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Welcome back to Giants Online here on Giants.com. Bob Popple along with Pat Hanlon. All right, Pat, social media. Twitter.
Oh, I love it. Love
I know
it.
You do. You're
love
a big it. Fan. Yeah. First question, at Scranton PA for you. Are defenses
playing? For who?
For anybody.
Oh.
Are the defenses
playing? That's the guy's handle?
That's the guy's handle.
For
at
you?
At Scranton PA for you.
Got it.
Are defenses playing the Giants any differently this year compared to other years?
No. The difference is
yes.
It's real simple. Real simple. This is a game of man versus man. Mano a mano. And if I can't move you, and you beat me, and you want it more than me, you win the battle.
You know,
and you know what? They're not winning the battle up front, Paul. I don't care what you say. You can't protect Eli, and you can't run the ball. But go ahead, Dave, Vince Lombardi. Go ahead. Break it down. You tell me that it's the defenses now that are special.
No. Okay. But the defense are playing them differently. Yeah. There is no respect for the running game.
That's none. Ali Sherman, by the way.
There is no respect for the running game at all. The play fakes are inconsequential. Period. You can see what happens.
But doesn't that go back to his point, though? If you're not moving,
that's true.
Attack.
But if you look,
that's how you earn
how did
respect.
The Giants score last week? They got 5 yards on first down, right?
With Jacobs' run.
Jacobs' run 5 yards. Now it's second and five, and as they like to say, the whole playbook is at your disposal, right? A little play fake. Somebody comes up, one-on-one coverage, touchdown, Victor Cruz, 69 yards. That is so far not what's happening this season. It's incredible.
Here's the problem. Because we have not established any kind of consistency and rhythm on offense, we haven't dictated to a defense yet how they're going to play us.
Absolutely.
They're dictating to us.
That's right.
Because they're having success
four
with
against
whatever
five.
They're doing.
I don't have
you
to
can't,
right.
You can't give
the Dallas
up.
Dallas game was the only one.
Right.
Dallas. Well, that seems like
you know,
it
but
was
strange about
ago.
At the Kansas City game. So everyone says, okay, they're going to have to do some things different on offense with the younger offensive line, probably some quick screens, get the ball out of Eli's hand quicker. So the first play of the game is a screen pass to Darrell Scott, which everybody knew was coming, including the Chiefs, and goes for no yards. I mean, The concept is right, but the execution was just so awful.
All right, next question. At Cifalo Concrete, why don't the Giants throw to Wilson more in open space?
That is a
like
great
they used to
question.
Do with Tiki that or like a, the Saints seem to find a way to get the ball in Darren Sproles.
That is a great – that was one of my points on how to get the offense going. Got to get the ball to this kid in space. You got to. Because
remember,
he's one of your playmakers. You've got to get it to him in space. And you know what, Bobby? They did it in training camp. We watched them throw the ball to him out in the backfield, down on the sidelines. I need to see it.
He's not good at it.
Well, you know what?
I don't know that he's not good at it.
Right.
But here's what he's struggling with right now. He's struggling with the passing game. Have you and Banks talked about this in the review?
A little bit.
I mean, listen, he's still learning how to do it, right? He's struggling with when do I chip, when do I release.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I know
I remember asking Tiki Barber once about this, and I said, why doesn't more guys be like Marshall Faulk, who was like a receiver? And Tiki was a tremendous receiver out of the backfield.
First of all, there's not been a smarter football player than Marshall Faulk.
And his skills, and Tiki said, because we're not like that. You know, that is a special skill set. So the skill set that Tiki had is different than the one that David Wilson has right now. He's not good at it.
All right, I got one more.
I don't know how you can say that. We have not seen him do it. How can you say he's not good at it?
They're afraid to do it with him. They're afraid.
I just explained to you why.
The guy returns kicks for you. Get him the ball in space. I don't care how you do it.
I can't tell you how many balls this season could have or should have gone to him because I don't think the execution has been there.
That's good.
Okay?
All right, we got one more quick one. At Giants Florida, if Fuch could be Pat Hanlon for a day, what would be his first move in Hanlon's position?
I would probably shave that ridiculous thing that I under
my
but
like
that would,
my wife.
That would be the first thing that I would do.
Really?
This got to go.
Wait, did you, you know, I know Antrell Roll got up to the team and gave an impassioned speech. You should ask Tom Coughlin to go in front of the team and say, if you guys win, I'm going to shave this thing off. Don't be so motivated. Yeah.
That would motivate me to come out the tunnel.
Just for the sake of humanity to get that thing off.
Which actually, you know, he just paid you a big
compliment. This is like the Randy Hanlon segment.
He paid you a big compliment. Right. Because if that's the only if that's the first thing he would do if he switched jobs, that means you're doing a pretty good job at what you do.
That's the only problem I have.
If he's going for the goatee.
Let me say this. That endorsement doesn't really
mean a lot to
you. No, that and a quarter won't give me a cup of coffee right now.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll visit another Twitter question or two and continue the conversation, getting you set for the Giants and Eagles here on Giants Online on Giants.com.
MSG has the best big blue shows, like Giants First and 10, 10 Things to Know for Sunday's Game, and Giants Rewind, where we break down last Sunday's action, two reasons why the only true blue home for true blue fans is MSG.
Back here on Giants Online, Giants and Eagles on Sunday at MetLife Stadium. And if you're going to the game, remember the new bag policy for the NFL, clear bag, 12x6x8, no larger than that. Small purse or handbag, no bigger than between 4.5 and 6.5 inches. If you're bringing a camera or binoculars, wear it around your neck. They will not allow those bags in. Another Twitter question kind of rolls into this sort of game conversation with the Eagles coming in. At Trez56, what needs to change in order for the Giants to get pressure on the opposing quarterback?
You know, I saw a stat that the Giants came with pressure 40% of the time last week, which surprised me because I don't see any pressure, you know, as far as what Perry Fuel is applying. The guys, this is what you would like, I'm sure, mano a mano.
Yeah,
the
one-on-one.
Four
you
guys
win a one-on-one.
Have to
you
play better.
Beat you guy.
If Justin Tuck is not going to get any pressure, the team is in trouble. Jason Pierre-Paul every week says, I'm feeling a little better. This and that. He said, I'm not getting enough push.
Look, I love Justin Tuck.
But Tuck was getting pressure last week. Alex Smith run every time he scrambled and then ran?
Yeah.
Away from Tuck's side.
Look, I love Tuck, and I understand, you know, he's got Coughlin's back, but you know what? You got to put the quarterbacks on the back. You got to put quarterbacks down. That has your coach's back. Not, you know, punching people in the locker room. To me, that's just, you know, Tuck, got to get to the QB.
Well, it Jason Pierre-Paul has, you know, Mathias Kiwanuka, we say this every week. The guys are not winning. They're just not winning their battles.
Right.
And it's as simple as that. There's nobody better out there on this team.
But, Paul.
Except DeMontre Moore, I think, needs to get on the field.
But, Paul, that defense were a little down. They were on the field. They gave the ball to the Giants offense. They said, here you go, guys.
Absolutely.
Let's make something happen.
Yes.
And again and again and again,
yes.
They failed.
I think you are what you are, right? But I think some of the Giants' defensive rankings/stats is very misleading.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. They're on the field too much.
The whole thing about the points allowed where they were.
Four returns.
There's been four returns against plus a bunch of short fields.
Right. 28 points take right off.
They shut down Kansas City the whole game.
Right. That punt return took the air out of the balloon.
They held Peyton Manning to 17 points with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, and they gave the offense the ball back numerous times
The
defense has played to a level that you can win games.
Yes,
not every game.
Right,
you can get down to you can be okay.
That's where, and this goes back to Fuch's first point.
Here we go.
That's where the shortcomings of an offense that isn't consistent and a special teams that gives up big plays at the worst times. That's where that all comes into play, because we're not complimenting each other.
And conversely,
we're complimenting the defensive effort.
And conversely, on special teams, when they do make a play on special teams, it always seems to get called back.
Yes,
as far as returns.
Yes.
All right, we're out of time. We're out of time.
Bandwidth
is adding up. All right, so what's your prediction this week?
You and that paper.
1-0.
Don't snap it.
1-0, two worst defenses in the league. I'm going.
What are you looking at?
I'm going 41-38 Giants.
Is there a lot of points over there?
A lot of points this week. 1-0, though.
He's TV savvy now.
Yeah. There are a lot of points. You know what? I picked your team against the Panthers. They're due for a win. It's a great, great.
I did that, too.
How'd that work out?
My dad.
Then
they're overdue.
I said the Chiefs 3-0,
0-3. I did that, too, Paul.
It's going to change.
Right.
I'm off. I'm gone.
You're
I'm not
the bandwagon?
The Giants. I'm not on the bandwagon to begin with, but I'm not picking the Giants again until they win a game, period. I'm picking the Eagles, not as high scoring as people think, because there's going to be turnovers and all kinds of ridiculous things going on. But Vic and McCoy. Those guys, McCoy is on pace for 2,000 rushing yards.
Jackson's pretty good, too.
Vic is on pace for 1,000 rushing yards. They can make you look bad.
Yeah.
Eagles.
My prediction is that this goatee is going to be a little longer next week. Thank you.
There you go.
Wow.
All right. That's a bold prediction.
I thought you were shaving it.
We are out of time.
No.
Make sure you log on to Giants.com each and every week as we bring you another edition of Giants Online. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week, everybody.